Wondering how to start a brand from China? Today we got some inspiration for you. Global from Asia, episode 77.
Welcome to the Global from Asia podcast, where the daunting process of running an international business from Hong Kong is broken down into straight up actionable advice. And now, your host, Michael Michelini.
Thank you everybody for tuning in today. It's getting really hot down here in the south of China, mid-March. And I'm happy, and I'm not complaining. I'm switching my jeans for shorts. So I hope I'm not making anybody jealous in any cold areas. But it's one of our perks for being over in this area in the world. I'm also kind of still preparing as best I can for my first ever webinar for this show. It's going to be on April 2nd, which is my birthday, 9 a.m. Hong Kong time. I'll have some gifts and giveaways at the beginning and towards the end. So definitely come in and participate. For the timing, I was kind of like, we're not sure when the best time would be, because you know, we're global here and people in US, Europe, and Asia. So if this time doesn't work for you, I know for Europe, it's going to be a little bit rough. But you know, if you're interested, just send me a note at mike@globalfromasia.com if you're really interested and couldn't make it. I'm taking everything into account. So if you want to see more information and sign up, check out globalfromasia.com/webinar. Also, you know, I had a great call with Howie, one of our listeners in Canada, and he's working really hard preparing for the summer project of his daughter about Amazon and their own brand, which I think is really awesome. Maybe I'll learn a little bit from my kid. And it's also been a hot topic, not just with Howie, but other listeners about, you know, finding the right product and private labeling. And today we're kind of getting a really good guest here, PJ Entrepreneur. And yes, that's his last name, legally changed to Entrepreneur. I have confirmed it myself. He showed me his American passport with Entrepreneur. It just shows you how dedicated and passionate he is to entrepreneurship. He's been doing amazing businesses, which he'll go through. And he came to China in 2009. And I've known him since about that time when he came here with a lot of different startup events. And he's always mentoring and sharing his knowledge with people in China and everywhere around the world. And there's some links and other items that PJ mentions. As always, the show notes are on the blog at globalfromasia.com/episode77. Oh, and one more thing. We tried to record this together in person in my home studio here, but there was, for anybody doing business in China knows, there's construction happening and it was loud drilling. So we made the best we could, and we did it outside in my backyard / garden of my apartment complex. So a little bit of background noise, but I think we got it pretty good. But just a little bit of heads up, but it keeps the show interesting, right? So without further ado, let's get PJ on the show. All right, thank you everybody for tuning in to Global from Asia podcast. We are here in my backyard in Shenzhen, China, with a friend of mine, PJ Entrepreneur. Thank you for being here, PJ.
Hello, thanks for inviting me.
Sure, glad to be here. Thanks for coming out. And we're going to focus today on branding in China and distribution from China, which you've been doing for many years while you've been here. But maybe first you can introduce yourself to everyone.
Yeah, my name is PJ Entrepreneur. Before I was called Paul Jones. And then I changed my name legally to PJ Entrepreneur, or Paul Jones Entrepreneur. I helped some Chinese people develop a brand of men's clothing, starting with underwear, called Paul Jones. And that became pretty successful, sold on platforms like eBay and Alibaba, AliExpress, and Amazon.
Well, that's great. I mean, there's tons of, we'll get through more as we go through the interview. And so, yeah, like we said, we're going to focus on the branding and distribution. So maybe first, do you want to maybe define what is maybe a brand? Because maybe especially maybe some Chinese listeners might not really, I think, understand fully what a brand is.
Well, the first thing is you have to come up with a good name, and you should have a domain name that matches that brand. Or if you can't get the exact match, you should have the match of the name plus, say, clothing or something like that. So when people are searching on it, that your website is going to come up on top. But the brand is very important because you can add value based on the brand name. Otherwise, you're just like everybody else, a commodity product, and then it's sort of the race to the bottom, who can have the cheapest price. And of course, in the end, no one makes any money.
Yeah, I think we have both witnessed that in China. I think maybe it's baked in the culture, but I think it, a lot of times the way they Chinese compete is by being cheaper or lowering the price. The thing is still new idea for this idea of a brand and value add. So maybe give some more ideas of some pricing strategy.
Well, you know, sometimes people like to buy things that are not the cheapest. There's a, you know, not everybody wants the cheapest thing. So if you create a brand and you create value for that brand, and a lot of that sometimes can be done with the packaging or the advertising or even the description, where you find some unique specs that apply to your product that maybe also apply to the other ones, but nobody's talking about, you can sort of stand out as being a little bit better.
Okay, and then for distribution, I think Amazon is what we had talked before the show. What are your ideas for getting that brand out into the market?
Well, once you create a brand, you can use Amazon, and it's called FBA, Fulfillment by Amazon, and you can actually put your stock into Amazon, and Amazon will take care of everything, including the customer service. So you can focus on building the brand. And basically, you just need to take care of the shipments from the factory, you know, in this case would be, you know, from China, and get it into Amazon and launch your product, make sure you have good feedback. And I'm working on some things where I'm going to help to teach people how to do this type of thing.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll definitely link that up or at the show notes. So then you said FBA,
Fulfillment by Amazon.
Fulfillment. So... But then you mentioned, maybe you can explain that program a little bit for those that aren't familiar.
Well, basically what happens is you can put your goods into Amazon, and then when an order comes in, Amazon will fulfill it and put it in their package and sometimes mix it with other goods. If they're a Prime member, they can get free shipping. And people are getting used to buying on Amazon, and it's actually the largest search engine in the world for buyers looking for things. Because if you contrast that to Google, people are not always looking to buy when they're on Google, but if they're in Amazon, generally they're looking to buy, maybe not that day, but they're there because they want to buy something.
Definitely. Totally true. And I think a lot of people don't think of Amazon as a search engine. They think of it like as a website to buy stuff, but actually it is a massive search engine.
Well, not only is it a search engine, but they also compete with Google when it comes to advertising. So if somebody's looking for a certain product, you can have an advertisement for your product on Amazon or even off of Amazon for that product, and it appear with when they're searching for that type of product. And it's very, very powerful because the people on there are buyers. And I've seen some really, really incredible returns spending small amounts of money and generating thousands of dollars, you know, from an ad campaign.
Well, that's great. So it's kind of like Google AdWords for Amazon.
Yeah, but in with Google AdWords, it's very, very expensive. You're lucky if when you make a sale that you break even on the first sale and you hope to make it up on future sales. But with Amazon, I've seen some things where people are making very big money from investing a few hundred dollars and selling more than $5,000 worth of goods.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty amazing. And is it normally by click or by impression or...
It's by the click.
Okay, great. And so we compare with that with Google. And so if somebody getting started on Amazon, maybe they're listening today and they have an idea for a brand or a product, what would they do to get started?
Well, there's a lot of courses out there teaching people how to do Amazon things, but I'm working with some people that have had big success in building brands. And I think that's one of the most important things to success. It's not just putting a product on Amazon. It's putting a product out there and getting featured on Amazon so that when people are searching for that product, that they come across your product and then they buy it.
Got it. So I hope I don't go over the heads of some listeners, but I'm familiar with ASIN, which is, I think, Amazon's, like, SKU number. And so a lot of times what people do is they see that product that they have that's on Amazon, and they just say they can also sell that product and then put their price.
Yes, you can do that as well. But really the way to make big money on Amazon is to create a product and create benefits that are unique to other products on there. And sometimes you can do that by taking a look at the feedback. And when you hear things that people complain about, you can do something to eliminate that pain point for your product.
Got it. That's really smart. Any tool for that? Or I guess you're basically just searching. Probably the idea would be search in Amazon, find products that you are interested to sell and read the feedback.
Well, there's a lot of tricks to doing it. And there's a process that you go through when you're building a brand. It's too in-depth to go into here. But I'm working on some things where I'm going to be, teaching this in public forums and possibly also on video. So if anybody's interested, all you have to do is contact me, and I'll be sure that you know what's available and help you along the way and give you real stories of real things that are happening on eBay. And it's really pretty amazing, not just my stories, but other people do some really, really incredible things that you never thought was possible. Also, the volume is really mind-boggling sometimes when someone is telling you how many pieces they're selling in a day of some item, where they might sell 1,000 pieces a day and, making $5 a piece profit, things like that. It can happen, and it can happen to somebody who's, working out of their home. You don't have to have an office anymore. One of the things that I'm looking to do this year is I want to be totally location independent. As long as I have a good connection, I can pretty much work from anywhere. In fact, today, we had some construction noise in the studio where we were going to do this. So right now, our studio is out in the garden by Mike's home.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely becoming a massive trend. Work anywhere. As long as you have an internet connection and a laptop, you can work as if you're in the office. So technology is amazing, right?
It really is. And, I do some speaking sometimes in universities. Last weekend I was speaking to about 70 students in a university in Karachi. And I was on my way to someplace, and unfortunately the transportation was slow. So it was my time to speak. And so I got off and stopped in a park, and I did the whole thing from a park. With my 4G from China, speaking to a whole room full of people in Karachi. And it's really pretty amazing. And I'm doing more and more of that stuff. And then people are connecting with me on Facebook and creating groups and discussions. And it's really, really very exciting. And what I do mostly is I connect people. About 5 years ago when I came to China, I pretty much retired and wanted to just come here, build connections and create opportunities. And I've helped many, many people in China to build their business. For me, that's the fun part. It doesn't always have to be my success. If somebody's having success, I'm pretty happy. And one of the things with the Paul Jones, it actually came up sort of by accident. Somebody was having a problem with a brand selling Paul Smith underwear. And, there was an issue with the branding. And I made some crazy comment. It's like, why don't you call it Paul Jones? And they said, oh, would you let us do that? And I said, well, let's try it. And I had no idea that it was going to turn out to be a success. And it turned out to be a huge success. There's, literally over 1,000 items right now in the clothing line and being sold all over the world.
That's pretty amazing. I know before the show you mentioned there's a shop, Paul Jones, in the Philippines.
Yeah, in the Philippines is actually where the whole idea started out. I had a call center and basically a place where I did my advertising for AdWords. I had about 50 people working there. And when I decided to close all my offices and come to China and just kind of retire, I had people that worked for me that they were my friends. And so when I shut the office down, of course, I'm feeling bad that these people have to look for jobs. And I did an experiment. I happened to be in Bangkok, and in Bangkok, they sell underwear, men's underwear, on the street. And so I bought like 50 pair, and I brought it to Philippines. And I told the guy, I said, I want to experiment to see if we can sell it on Facebook. So they put it up on Facebook, and within a week, they sold 50 pair. And so then they contacted me and said, okay, can you bring some more of that back? And I said, well, I'm in Hong Kong now, so I can't do it because that came from Bangkok. But I said, it all really comes from China anyhow. So it was like the day before Christmas. So I said, okay, for your Christmas present, I'm going to go to China and I'm going to track down where to buy that. And Anyway, I met this woman who at the time was 27 years old, selling on eBay and doing many millions of dollars in sales. And I became friends, and that's how we got into the Paul Jones. I just happened to be there at the right time, and a comment came up, and we tried it, and the next thing we know, there's a brand. From there, they asked me to help them with another brand, had to do with women's dresses, prom dresses, things like that. And the brand that they had was actually was pretty successful. They were selling 100 dresses a day, but they wanted to be more successful. So it took me about a week. I learned a little bit about the business because I really know nothing about fashion, but there's nothing I won't try. So I spent about a week and I learned about the factories and learned about dresses. And I came up with a name. And then we got the domain name and they took that name. And 3.5 years later, they're selling way over 1,000 dresses a day. And now the same group of people that are selling online, mostly on eBay, Amazon, and Alibaba, AliExpress, are coming out with some other brands. And of course, as we do this, we're learning, you know, from our previous mistakes, how to make it even better and how to deal with the trademark issues and so forth. But it's really been very, very exciting, and also working with many, many other factories, helping them develop brands. And it's a very rewarding thing when you can help somebody develop a brand that really creates value and allows them to keep their profit margins up and the prices up, and even create brands different levels. Like, some people love to pay a lot of money for something because they feel that it's better. Now, it needs to have good quality, but some people feel better when they pay more money for it. And so you need to take advantage of that. And other people are buying on price. So you need to have a lower range, but it does not have to be the cheapest.
I hope listeners are taking note, because I think it's destroying a market sometimes when everybody's just driving prices down to zero.
Well, in China, you know, sometimes I feel like it's like a race to the bottom. Who can have the cheapest price and who can make the least amount of money? And in the end, it really destroys the market, because what happens is the quality will suffer. It's happened with one product that I've been involved with. I have a website called wheel.cool, and it's an electric unicycle. And we had very good quality, but what's happening is there's so much competition that the price keeps going down. And what happens is then they put bad batteries and used batteries and many, many problems that basically is going to destroy the whole industry, because, you know, people see the price out there. And of course, they want the cheap price, but they also want the quality, and they just don't understand. So that's why you have to build a brand and get people to rely on your brand and know that it's good and so forth. But yeah, the price situation in China is really unbelievable sometimes on how little people will make. Some people, I've even seen them lose money in order to get feedback, which to me, it doesn't really make sense. Maybe in the short term it might make sense, but I've seen people lose hundreds of thousands of renminbi or even in dollars doing things like that. So building a brand is really where it's at. I mean, that can set yourself apart from everybody else. And it also builds long-term value.
Yeah, I totally agree. A quick story on my side was, a friend was doing MP3 players like years ago, American in China. And he bought a container for some reason. I think that's too many. He shipped it to LA. He said by the time the container arrived, his source and factory was selling. The price was down to the same price he bought all of them for.
Yeah, that's definitely a big issue. And that's why a lot of things, like for instance, even sending things into Amazon, a lot of times you just use air freight and you just send it in and pay the money. It's expensive, but you can get it in there as you need it. And the whole idea is turning the goods over and turning your money over quickly. You can really get things messed up if you send a container and by the time it arrives and clears customs, it might be 2 months. And in markets for some items just change very quickly, especially in electronics and mobile phone things. Like a mobile phone accessory can be hot at one point and, you know, another phone comes out and then nobody wants it. So it's something that you have to be aware of.
True. I think maybe air freight small quantities for a while or more just in time?
I think you can have a good balance of it once you know what you're doing. But definitely when you're starting out, you need to, manage the inventory and keep the quantity small until you have something that's proven. And then you just got to make sure you keep the stock up in Amazon, because really they can move a lot of product, and you got to make sure that you have the product. Now, I know one person who's selling something on Amazon right now, and what happens is they send several hundred pieces over there, and when the stock drops, what they do is raise the price $5, and it still sells. And so some people buy it at a higher price as the stock gets out, because they don't want to be out of it completely. And it's a very good strategy.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I haven't done inventory business for a little while now, and that was always a struggle, is managing your stock, because you don't want to be backordered, and then you're losing sales, plus you're upsetting customers and refunding or worse could happen. But
yeah, so you raise the price, and what happens is you make a little bit more money, and the merchandise might move out a little bit slower. But then, for instance, if on Amazon, if you're running ads where people get to see it on sites like CNN or Drudge Report after the fact, you can then display that same item to them at the lower price while they're doing their normal browsing. So if they didn't buy it the first time, they can come back and buy it at the lower price.
Yeah, it's definitely balancing price. I feel like it's almost like stock trading. You got to look at your price on Amazon on a regular basis, or is it something you can optimize? Or,
well, yeah, there's definitely a science to it, and there's a whole process to figuring it all out, and that's what I'm in the process of documenting with some other experts that have a huge following of people that have built brands and have incredible stories to tell about how they did it. And some of the stuff is really very simple to do, but pretty much you can do it from wherever you are in the world. The nice part about Amazon is once you connect with the supplier and you send your goods over there, they take care of everything. So you just have to be worried about developing the product and then making sure that it doesn't go out of stock. And there's people that can help you in China that can do that. If you're not in China, there's services that will make sure that everything is taken care of, so you can be developing your next product. And you really don't need a whole lot of products to have very, very good income.
Sure. Maybe it's a question is, you talk about like different types of products. Should you stick within like one niche and with multiple products, or what are you thinking there?
Well, I always like to stick with things that I know, but I've also had success with things that I don't know. But I think if you're starting out, you should try to stick with something that you know or you're passionate about, some hobby, or, you know, if you understand that business, that would be the best place to start. But for me, I like to do a lot of different things. And so I also think it's good to take something that you don't know at all and come up with new ideas about it. And that's sort of my specialty. Like, I didn't know anything about fashion. I still don't know a whole lot about fashion, but I experiment. And, you know, from experimenting, you see what works and what doesn't work. And every once in a while, you have some big success out of it. And that's what's happened in this case. So, yeah, I would stick with something that you're really passionate about. That's probably one of the biggest keys to success, is passion. And to talk about a book that is one of my favorites, I recommend to a lot of people, it's called The Element by Ken Robinson, Sir Ken Robinson. It's a fantastic book that will help you understand what your passion is and what it is and how to use that to change your life. And that book is actually available. A friend of mine who I met on Facebook from when I changed my name, a lot of people search on Entrepreneur. This is a guy, Rehan Alawala from Pakistan. Now, I didn't have any friends from Pakistan, and he was one of my first Pakistani friends. And we got to be very good friends. He owns about 50 companies. And he has a university that he set up. It's an online thing. He does a lot of things to help people in Pakistan when it comes to education, a mobile phone thing to help people read and write. But it's called Rehanu.com, and then /audiobooks. And he has a whole library of audiobooks where you can listen or download a PDF from his own personal library. And that book is on there, so you can, you know, if you want to listen to it, I think it's out of print. I tried to buy some copies of it recently because I used to give them away to people. You know, if I felt like they needed it, I would just give them a copy of it. But I haven't been able to find any copies, at least not in Hong Kong. I think I checked in China as well because there's a Chinese version. But it's a great book, and you should definitely, you know, read or listen to it.
Yeah, we'll link it up on the show notes for people if they check that out. So also, yeah, I'm curious about Pakistan. So how you got involved with Pakistan? Because I see a lot on your Facebook.
Yeah, well, I the voice over IP is something that I'm really interested in. You know, that's telephone technology. And in Pakistan, Mr. Rehan Alawala happens to own a company that was one of the first that provided telephone numbers from around the world. So you can buy a telephone number sometimes for $1 a month, and then you can have that ring anywhere in the world. So I think he has 50 or 60 countries where he has telephone numbers. And for instance, I can be sitting in China and I have a Chicago telephone number that rings on my desk. And when I call out on it, I leave Chicago caller ID. So nobody really knows where I'm at. And the technology is pretty amazing. But because of that, that's how I met some people in Pakistan before him. But really, when I met him, I mean, we became such really good friends. We've done some Skype conversations. And eventually, you know, we had a lot of conversations. And plus, just reading his Facebook posts and vice versa. Eventually, he was in Singapore one day. So I just jumped on a plane and went over there and met with him and spent a couple of days. And it was really life-changing, I have to say. You know, I do a lot of things different because of things that I learned from him. He's actually younger than me, but I consider him a mentor.
That's great. Yeah, and I've seen you helping lots of entrepreneurs around the world, right? I mean, you definitely are helping everybody in all parts of the world.
One thing I've been working on recently is a gentleman in Pakistan who's actually, he's on the radio, and he does something for youth, inspiring youth on the radio. And we got talking one day, and he was entering a startup contest. And so we talked about some solar products because they always have blackouts in Pakistan. And, you know, for me, I go crazy when my mobile's out of power. So there's some new products that are coming out in China that will charge by the sun and give you, you know, backup power for your mobile devices and also lights. And we also found a solar light that basically is going to retail for about $6. So we set up a program so even the poorest of the poor can get into the solar energy business. And he calls it Global Solar Innovations. And we actually just did our first quality inspection last night, and the first shipment is on the way. But it's really incredible. And basically what he's looking to do is to empower people in Pakistan, starting with like 350 rupees, which I think is a little over $3. That is the down payment before they get the product. It's total 700. So about $6 and change, and they can be in the business. And they can make like 25% profit and more, depending upon the volume. But basically, it's set up so that somebody can buy a device, show other people. If they sell four of them, they got their money back. And it's going to teach a lot of people about business. There's actually 180 million people in Pakistan. So he's looking for about 1,800 people that would be sort of leaders that would be in charge of exposing a million people to this. I don't know where it's going to go. And we don't know whether it's going to be a success or not. But we are going to learn a lot. And he just recently, the competition, that the reason why he started, he came in the 25, and then he went to a thing and he came number 5 out of 25 and won an award for, I think it's called the Startup Cup in Pakistan. So yeah, it's pretty amazing. And you know, we do all these things. One day I was on a bus back from Guangzhou, and I'm doing a conference call on Skype from the back of the bus. It's really, really, you know, he's in his radio studio and I'm in the back of a bus, you know, having a great conversation and talking about business.
That's great. It's amazing stuff that's happening. I think I really appreciate your time coming on today, PJ, and maybe you could share a tip for listeners to maybe get started with international business? Or?
Well, I think, you know, for me, one of the most important things for me is international travel. When you start traveling, it changes your life. I only wish I had started sooner, but I recommend it to a lot of people, and I see lives changed all the time. Once they start traveling, it's very difficult to stop.
Yeah, I have to... Of course, I think I have to second that, right?
The other thing that I would like to add to that is, if you can't travel, another way is to make friends on Facebook. But don't make friends of people who are all the same as you. Make friends with different people. Make friends in countries that, for instance, in Pakistan, a lot of people think I'm crazy to have Pakistani friends because they think they're all terrorists. Well, you know, the people I know are among the most peaceful people. They would do anything for me. And you get to find out that people around the world are similar everywhere. There's good people and bad people. And really take some time to get to know different people, whether it be through Facebook, and it will open up a lot of opportunities, and it really will really change your life.
It's amazing. Yeah, I think there's still this like these fears of the unknown of other cultures and people. And yeah, I think firstly meeting them face to face by traveling. But yeah, of course, on Facebook and social media is very powerful too if you can't do it in person.
Well, one thing is definitely experience things for yourself because, you know, especially in the Western world, people have certain perceptions of how things are. And let me tell you, they're not even close. I remember when I first went to Bangkok, you know, people are telling me that, you know, it's really dirty and sewage in the street. And when I arrived, it you know, it's a city that was more modern than the city that I came from in upstate New York. And really, really pretty incredible. And I ended up building a great business from there that, you know, ended up sprawling across Asia from, you know, Thailand to Philippines, Hong Kong. And now what I've done is I've sort of consolidated and I'm just focusing on building relationships in China. I don't have any offices anymore. I'm looking for location independence. I want to be able to work from Starbucks or from a park where we are now. It's really incredible what you can do these days with technology. And in China, sometimes it's a little challenging because you need the VPN to get around the firewall. But lately, 4G service has been pretty good. And I pretty much can work from anywhere, and I've been experimenting a lot. By the end of the year, I hope to be totally location independent and can work from anywhere, any country, and do whatever I have to do.
Awesome. Yeah, same here. I'm working hard, too, on being location independent. And like today, right? It's a beautiful day outside before lunch, and we're just having a great conversation here. And thanks for sharing, PJ. So I'm sure people are motivated by your words. How can people reach out to you?
Well, the best way is if you want to connect directly with me, I use WeChat. It's the best communication tool in the world. If you haven't used it, you really need to download it and try it. And it's PJ-Entrepreneur. You can also add me on Skype with also PJ-Entrepreneur or email me at PJ@PJ-Entrepreneur.com.
Cool. All right. Thanks so much, Mr. Entrepreneur. And that's a wrap. Thanks for coming on. Thank you, PJ, for coming on today. I hope people enjoyed his adventure, and that's what it is. That's what life is, and that's what business is getting out there, taking some chances, getting out of your comfort zone, and you're finding your element, seeing where life takes you. I know it's pretty scary. I've been there, but I think once you get started, it's hard to look back. So if you guys liked it, you know, reach out, thank PJ, or let me know too. Also, I did check iTunes reviews, no new ones, so that's a really great way. I'm always motivated to get warm and fuzzy inside if I get a 5-star review. So if you like the show and like what's going on, one of the better ways to support it is to go in there in iTunes and leave a review. Also, don't forget, I mentioned at the beginning of the show, but a reminder of the webinar, April 2nd, 9 a.m. Hong Kong time. Check it out at globalfromasia.com/webinar. Till next week. Keep exploring and let's find ourselves.
To get more info about running an international business via Hong Kong, please visit our website at www.globalfromasia.com. That's www.globalfromasia.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our iTunes feed. Thanks for tuning in.